proposed agenda that I posted. I'll read it out loud. First we just have to do our housekeeping items. Who would be willing to be a timekeeper?
I will.
Thank you, Nancy. And that's really the only thing to take care of right now. So the proposed agenda is as follows. Number one, report out from the executive session of the May 11th Elections Committee meeting. That's just 2 minutes. Two, report from National Election Supervisor on next steps in the election process, including a Q&A with the committee. That's 20 minutes. Three, report of the work group on compiling LSB membership history. That's 5 minutes. Four, motions to amend the 2009 PNB policy regarding airtime during elections. And because there are several of those policies, I'm proposing to allocate 70 minutes. Five, discussion of cost-cutting measures for 20 minutes. And let me just note here that the some of the ideas around the changing the 2009 policy actually would save money, so that some of that is covered under the previous item. So anyway, cost-cutting measures, 20 minutes, and then the final item, setting the next meeting date for the Elections Committee for 5 minutes, with going a little later tonight than usual, proposing time-certain adjournment of 11 p.m., because we have so much business, and as I think everyone is aware, the nominations open barely 2 weeks from now, so we have a lot to do. So the floor is open for amendments or questions.
Janet Kay.
Go ahead.
I would like to add an agenda item.
Okay.
And that is a discussion of my analysis of the PNB election motion passed on May 7th that I sent out yesterday.
Okay. And where would you propose to put that in front of
I would propose
minutes?
That come as item number two, because all the rest of the items seem to will be impacted by whatever that motion. And I'm going to propose 10 minutes.
Okay. What would the title be again?
Discussion of Cobrin's analysis of the PNB election motion passed on May 7th.
All right. For 10 minutes. Yeah, hold on 1 second. I just want to get this. All right. So this would be before the NES report, Janet?
Yes.
Okay, so a new number two, discussion of Cobrin's analysis of PNB election motion passed May 7th. So the floor is open for discussion. Was that Serene, I heard?
It is.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So, I don't object to it being on the motion on the agenda. It should not be before the NES report, and it should not be before the amendments to the 2009 policy. I would object to that.
Okay, other discussion?
Janet Kay.
Well, hold on. Let me ask if anyone who hasn't spoken yet wants to address
I haven't really motivated.
Okay. Go ahead. Briefly motivate it.
Okay. So this analysis impacts next steps in the election process. It impacts, the working group did not, the work group did not meet, as far as I understand, and I don't know if Serene, I can't remember whether you were saying it should not go before the motion to amend 2009 policy. Did you say that?
Serene, can you clarify what you were saying about the placement?
I frankly don't even understand why this is being brought up at this time, because it is not integral to the other things that we have to discuss, which are time sensitive. So I'm not saying don't put it on the agenda, but I'm certainly saying don't put it on the agenda before we discuss the 2009 airtime issue.
Okay.
Oh,
so I would,
Janet,
I would take that as a motion to amend the amendment to move it to what would essentially be 4A. After the number four is the motions to amend 2009 policy, so then 4A would be discussion of Coburn's analysis, et cetera. Serene, is that, do you accept that as a your amendment to the amendment? Okay. All right. So let's see if anyone else wants to address this.
Janet Kay, I'd like to address
Yeah, but let's see if someone who hasn't spoken yet would like to address it. Is there anyone else who has an opinion?
You know, Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA. I second Serene's motion.
Okay. Anyone else before we go back to previous speakers? All right, Janet, go ahead.
Well, this this motion is, I mean, the motion from the PNB has not been discussed in this body, but May 7th. And it's a different motion. If there were changes that were made to it that affect what this election, 2015 election, how that will go. And so it needs to be discussed before any kind of long, well, I agree that all these issues are important. I would replace the item number 3, the report of the work group, with this.
Mrs. Serene.
Hold on. Let me ask if anyone else who hasn't spoken wants to speak. All right. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So the committee is fully aware of the amendments that were made during the PNB call. The PNB call, the issue was the 12 versus 24, the amendments that were offered, both of which I thought were bad, and I voted against them. One said something about as soon as the 2015, whoever's doing that, can you pound one? Someone's in the wind or rubbing paper or something. The one amendment would have people take their terms as soon as the election is certified, which is scheduled to be sometime in November. And it would be November as opposed to the normal seating, which is December. That has nothing to do with anything else in the election. The seating time, and as I said, I think it's a bad idea. I think it confuses things. I think people, a whole bunch of people will end up with their six-year terms, you know, get their personal, with their personal time limits being November, so that for years from now, we'll have half of whole boards terming out in November before they're seated in December, which, you know, I'm not speaking to the intent of the maker of the motion. I'm just saying why I think it's not a good amendment, but also why it doesn't affect what we need to do tonight. The second amendment would possibly change the timeline of the 2016 elections. Again, not something that is relevant to what we're discussing tonight, which are time-sensitive issues for a campaign that begins 14 days from now. Or is it 13? I don't know. Somewhere in the middle of June. So, and again, not speaking to motives, but those amendments were to a motion about the 12 versus 24, which is a topic that we have discussed ad nauseum on the Elections Committee. And putting anything related to it, none of which is time-sensitive, back on our agenda before we take care of business that is time-sensitive is not a good use of time.
Okay, I want to see if we can move towards a vote on this. Since the time we're spending discussing the agenda, we could actually be discussing a substantive item. So is there anyone that urgently wants to be heard?
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yeah.
So what we're talking, the amendment would be to put this after the discussing the airtime during elections. Is that correct?
Right. Serene's amendment is to make your proposed item 4A. Okay. So is everyone clear on what the? So we're voting first on Serene's amendment, and then we'll see what happens if it's. passes, then we vote on the motion as amended. If it fails, then we'll vote on the original motion without her amendment. Okay, so first Serene's amendment. Michael, can you please call the roll on yes supports moving it later on the agenda, and no does not support moving it later.
Lisa Allen. Teresa Allen on Serene's amendment? No. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Mary Elena Castellanos?
I pass at this time.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
I'm going to pass. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy Sabar Naritomi?
Yes.
Peter Tucker?
Abstain.
Coming back to Maria Elena Castellanos?
Yeah.
Is that a no?
Yes.
You're voting yes?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just abstain. So that's 1, 2, 3,
and your,
4.
And your vote, Michael?
I said I'm abstaining. 1, oh. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6 yes, 1 no, and 2 abstain.
Okay, so the amendment passes, and the motion, now we vote on Janet's motion as amended by Serene's amendment, which is to add this item to the agenda, but later as 4A. So I know it's tedious, but we're voting essentially on the same substance a second time for official purpose.
Can you ask if there are objections?
Sure. Is there any objection? Oh, good. Okay, hearing none, then we can move on. That's adopted. Are there any further amendments to the agenda?
Yes, I was wondering. Yes, I'm sorry, Michael.
Michael first, and then Janet.
I was wondering if we could talk about the date of the next meeting while Maria Elena Castellanos is still on the call.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, does anyone object? Well, let's see. Remind us, Maria Elena, what time you have to leave?
5:30.
Okay, so why don't we make that just
minutes?
For simplicity? Let's just do that right after we adopt the agenda, if there's no objection. Does anyone object to moving it up?
I'm sorry, okay. What are we moving up?
Michael proposed moving up, setting the next meeting date.
Oh, since, sure. Thanks. Yeah.
Maria
Elena. No objection. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. No. Any objection? Okay. Hearing none, that's moved. Any? Janet was next.
Yes. What was the next meeting date?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
We haven't. Yeah, we'll discuss it.
Yeah, we're going to discuss it when we get to it.
Thank you. I pass.
Janet?
Yes. I want to add to discuss what will happen to the delegates at various state stations who will term out in December 2015. Who are not in the group of delegates whose terms ended December 13.
Okay, so give us a name for the item, a location, and a number of minutes.
Okay, so December 2015 termed out delegates. Well, I mean, that's not...
That's fine. And where and for how many minutes?
I guess after number 3 and for 5 minutes.
Okay. Do you want to motivate that?
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, there are the delegates who are going to be up for election are those that, according to the motion, the election motion, are those whose terms ended December 13. And supposedly there are 12 at each station. But in addition, there are some delegates who will term out in, and they will take their, they will be seated in, I guess, December 2015. There are also delegates who don't fall into that category who will term out in December 2015. They will have to be replaced somehow, and how will that be done, and what will their terms be? So that question needs to be addressed.
Okay. I'm going to first call on myself. I have the same concern about the previous item. This is a perfectly legitimate topic for us to discuss, but I'm just afraid we have to engage in triage. We have to deal with what is right ahead of us that will be seriously problematic if the PNB does not address it, versus things that could wait a few weeks, you know, in order to get resolved. So for that reason, I would move to move that item to the end, to the end, because I think cost cutting is pretty urgent as well. This is something we can deal with a bit down the road. So that's my amendment, is to make it 5A. Okay, Serene wanted to speak. Go ahead.
And, yeah, Janet Kay, I'd like to speak again.
Okay. Serene?
I'm not even clear on what the question is. I do agree with you that it doesn't come ahead of anything else that's on the agenda, but I'm not clear. Can you repeat that? Because you have to be careful when you use the expression terming out. Do you mean the term for which someone was elected? Do you mean their six-year max? So I'm not even clear on what the question is, but I am clear that it doesn't belong ahead of anything else on the agenda.
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so just for example, at KPFA, there is a delegate who was seated in December 2009, after the 2009 election, and was reelected in December, and reseated in December 2012, who will term out in December 2015. That's 6 years. That's the term out I'm talking about. And so this delegate does not fall into the category of the delegates whose terms ended in December 13. So this is an additional, just in at KPFA, at other stations the numbers vary. But seat be filled by a runner-up from this 2015 election, or will this position be added to the number of delegates who would be elected? And that's why I think it should go earlier, because it's relevant to this election.
Okay. Who had the point of order?
Jim.
Jim. Okay, go ahead.
If there's no objection to this item going on the agenda, why are we discussing it now? Can we discuss it when it gets on the agenda?
No, actually, I objected to the placement of it, the location of its placement. I propose that it be moved later in the agenda, so that's what we're debating.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on. Before Serene, is there anyone else who hasn't spoken on this matter? Like to speak.
Yeah, Nancy, please.
Go ahead.
Yes, I agree completely with Bob, and we haven't talked about cost cutting in a long time, and I'm asking Janet, please, can we just put it at the end? Because we still have time to work out these things later.
Okay.
Back to you.
All right, anyone else before I call on Serene?
Yes, Maria, let me hear it.
Go ahead.
I agree with Bob for another reason, and that is if we try to jam everything up together with regard to people's expiration dates in 13, 14, and 15, what we're doing is making more problems rather than resolving in portions. Secondly, it defeats the bylaws, which had staggered terms precisely to provide for continuity. and precisely to avoid a total turnover of 24 members on the OSBs in a single year. I pass.
Okay, I just looked at the clock. We haven't had to invoke this in a while, but there is a standing rule that both the PNB as a board and its committees are limited to 20 minutes for, I believe it's 20 minutes, or one of the PNB members can correct me if I have that wrong, for agenda setting.
It only applies to the PNB meetings, and at the PNB meetings it's 30 minutes.
No, I have definitely seen that it applies to committees as well. But in any case, we've had very thorough discussion
minutes.
Of this. Oh, it's 30?
Yes.
Okay. Well, can we move to a vote on this so we can try to start our actual business? Is there any objection to moving to a vote? Okay.
No, let's just...
Hearing none, then let's... So the vote, the first vote is on my amendment to move Janet's item, which is called the December 2015 termed out delegates for 5 minutes, to move that item to number 5A after cost cutting. Okay, so Michael, please call the roll.
Therese Allen on Bob's amendment. I don't know if she's Therese Allen. Okay, Jim Brown.
Yes.
Mary Ellen Castellanos.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman.
Pass.
Okay, Janet Coburn.
No.
Bob Lederer.
Yes.
I'm going to vote yes. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Nancy Sabar-Naratomi.
Yes.
Peter Tucker.
Yes.
Going back to Jose Luis Fuentes Roman.
Yes.
Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes, 1 no.
Okay, thank you. So the amendment's adopted. Now we come to the motion as amended. Is there any objection to adopting that? Okay, hearing none, then that's adopted. And so finally, is there any objection to adopting the amendment, the agenda as now amended? Okay, hearing none, then we're ready to go. So the first order of business, and Nancy, this is a 5-minute item, is setting the next meeting date. And I'd like to propose Monday, June 22nd, that's 3 weeks from today, at, of course, the usual time, 8:30 Eastern. So the floor is open for comments or alternative dates. Of course, you know, we always have to look at the calendar for what's already taken, and it's really hard to find a date that, you know, other than a Friday, that's not taken between now and then. So that was the basis for it. So any discussion?
That's the fourth Monday, right?
Yeah.
Objection to that date, Maria Elena Castellanos.
Go ahead. Tell us.
That is the fourth Monday of the month, and I have commitments to a key national organization, third party organization. A membership meeting on that month, on that day, and on that month, on that Monday.
Uh-huh.
So that would completely knock me out.
Okay. Do you have an alternate proposal?
For the fourth.
No, I'm just saying for a different date. In, you know, I would say, given all the business on our plate, we really have to meet within 3 weeks.
Let me see. Let me look at what the third Monday is in.
It's already taken by the Pacifica National Board is meeting in person in your hometown, actually.
Yeah.
Or not in your hometown,
mm-hmm.
Sorry, in L.A.
No. This is
second Monday. I don't know. Second Monday, fourth Monday.
What I was saying before. Everything.
Michael, does that.
Go ahead, Michael.
I was going to offer the Tuesday the 16th. There's nothing on it but the KPFK Finance Committee. And so I could, you know, be on the call and then get off at the point that that meeting starts, which is 10:30 Eastern.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what was that date?
Tuesday the 16th, third Tuesday in June.
Okay.
This is Eljoy Williams. I'm not sure if I'm invited to the next
meeting. You're absolutely
meeting.
Invited. Yes, you are.
Okay, well, June 22nd is not good for me. I'm actually receiving an honorary doctorate on that date.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
Not,
wow.
Thanks.
Is the 16th all right to you?
The 16th is fine for me.
Okay, is there any other discussion or concerns about Tuesday, June 16th?
Janet Kay.
Go ahead.
And Jim Brown.
Okay, Janet
first. I mean, I can make it, but this is the day after the PNB in-person meeting ends, and I don't know what shape I'll be in or other directors on this committee will be in.
Well, that's definitely, you know, I admire you all for your commitment. So, Jim, you're next.
Any Tuesday is bad for me because I have another standing commitment for another meeting on that every Tuesday. So that will be no good for me.
Okay.
Serene with a proposal that everyone will hate.
Go ahead.
Friday the 19th.
Okay. Any thoughts? Any problems with Friday the 19th? Well, let's start with Joy. Would that work for you?
Friday at 8:30 p.m.?
Right.
I mean, y'all are killing my dating. Yeah, you're killing my dating life, but I can, I can make it.
8:30 Eastern.
Move out to the West Coast. So you have 3 more hours.
This is Pete.
Go ahead,
Pete. Friday the 19th doesn't work for me.
Okay. Well, I think we're at that inevitable moment where we're going to have to painfully decide to meet on some night that someone can't be there. But I would venture to argue that it's absolutely critical that we have the National Election Supervisor on whatever date. So I hate to say it, but I think that would suggest to me that the 16th makes some sense.
Does it have to be? Yeah, does it have to be on? I don't have the other calendar, but like, does the 18th or the 25th or the 23rd work?
The 25th is available. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, 25th is open. 18th is already the archive, and the affiliates have presumably conference calls.
Janet Kay.
This is Serene.
Janet, then Serene.
Okay, so Thursdays, except probably the 18th wouldn't fall into this category, but Thursdays need to be left open for PNB meetings. I doubt if there would be one scheduled for a week after the in-person meeting, so the 18th probably would be safe. And I'm going to suggest also possibly the 24th, although I'm not looking at the calendar, so I don't know if it's free.
It's a BAI Committee of Inclusion or a KPFT Finance.
Okay.
Those are not national.
Right. Serene?
You know, the nominations open when? The 15th?
Right.
Or the 14th? What's it? Huh?
Yeah, it's June 15th.
Okay, so I was thinking we want to just meet close to that date, but if nobody else shares that concern, then, you know, the 29th, which is the fifth Monday of June, it's one of the few fifth-somethings in the year, I think there are only like 4 or 5 of them, we can use one of them for this meeting if it works for more people. But I would meet sooner rather than later, and I don't necessarily want to meet on the 19th, it's Juneteenth, but, you know.
Oh!
Yeah.
Whoa! Whoa, right.
Maria Elena Castellanos here, and that is, again, what are we looking at here in terms of
the Pacifica Board meeting calendar. Oh, sorry.
Right, but I'm talking about the next PMB Elections Committee meeting, and that is, we're looking at the I'm open to the 3rd,
Monday of June. I'm open to the...
Yeah, no, that's taken.
Okay, second Monday in June?
Everything is taken up until the 16th.
Of June.
Of June, right. Yeah. So we have the 16th.
Someone just proposed the 29th, which is Monday.
Hold on. I was just going to summarize where we're at. Okay.
We made time a long time ago for this decision.
Okay. The options available to us are Tuesday the 16th, Friday the 19th, Monday the 22nd, or Thursday the 25th, or Monday the 29th.
Joy cannot do the 22nd, Bob.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say it again, Maria Elena.
The 22nd.
You mentioned that before. Right.
I wouldn't include the 25th either. It's a Thursday. There might be a PNB meeting.
The PNB meeting.
Okay. All right.
Michael, do the stack.
Let's vote on 16.
All right. Well, we'll get to the voting very soon. Michael, you're next.
Well, a week from tonight, the 8th, there are a lot of meetings, but they're all local. It's the PFW Management Assessment, PFW Relocation, and KPFT Committee of Inclusion. So the stream would probably not be tied up, and depending on what people's responsibilities are, if they're not in those committees, we could meet a week from tonight.
Okay.
Janet Kay.
Go ahead.
That's not enough time for noticing.
Yeah, sorry. All right.
But
that's considered not a week.
And I think we eliminated that the last time, though, that date.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway.
All right, never mind.
All right. So I think we need to just vote. Let me make sure, Joy, all the dates that I just listed, could you do them if we chose one of them?
Do
you want to hear them again?
Hold on.
16, 19, 22, and
29.
No, 22 is out.
Why?
22, no.
Oh.
Joy has the...
Oh, bathroom. I forgot. Okay, so 16, 19, and what about 29?
16, I can do. 19th, I can do. And 29th, I can do.
Okay, so... And I would just like to say one quick thing that I'm really concerned with all the business on our plate of waiting 4 weeks to the 29th.
Yeah.
So that's my personal vote is going to be that we go for, I think the 16th. I mean, the 19th I would be fine with. I have no problem with the Friday. I get concerned about reaching quorum on a Friday. We don't have a great history with that.
Nancy?
Go ahead.
I'm going to be passing out things at June 19th festival, but I can do the thing on the phone, although this is not really what I want to do. It's not.
Right.
But how about 20th Saturdays? Is that all right? Anybody?
It's been very rare we've been able to get people to agree on a weekend. But does anyone, I mean, who would have an objection to the 20th?
Serene.
Saturday the 20th. Serene.
Serene.
Anyone else? Just to get a gauge of what the sentiment is.
Maria.
You don't have to explain. Just a yes or no, you would object to the 20th, Saturday the 20th. Is that Maria Elena objects?
Yes.
And Jim.
Okay, that's three people already. I'm sure there's more. So
right.
I would say we should, if there's no objection, let's rule that out from the vote and just go back to considering the 16th, the 19th, or the 29th. Okay, so are we ready to vote on those three options? Is there any further urgent discussion?
Janet Kay, point of information.
Go ahead.
Can we vote on more than one?
Yeah, you can vote twice or three, or you can vote for all three if you want. Yeah, whichever one gets the majority.
Okay. Point of order.
Go ahead.
Was this a five-minute item?
I know, that's why I'm saying it's time to vote. Okay. All right, so when your name is called, you can say, 16, 19, 22, or all 29. Of the above. I'm sorry, 16, 19, or 29, or whichever of those three you would support, okay? So go ahead, Michael.
Okay, Teresa Allen, Jim Brown,
29th.
Maria Elena Castellanos,
Mariana, June 16th.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman. Jose Luis. Janet Coburn.
19th and 29th.
Bob Lederer.
16 and 19.
Myself, 16, 19, or 29. Serene Roberts.
16 or 29.
Nancy Savard and Aritomi.
16, 29.
Peter Tucker.
16, 29.
Coming back to Teresa Allen. I don't know if Teresa's still on the call. All right. Coming back. Sorry, Teresa Allen. No, Jose Luis Fuentes Roman. Jose Luis. All right, I have one, two, three, four, five, six for the 16th. I have 1, 2, 3 for the 19th. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for the 29th.
Oh boy, we got a tie. So,
can I break it?
Who's that? Oh, Joy.
Joy.
Well, you can certainly tell us your preference.
Mm-hmm.
What were these two options?
The 16th or the Tuesday the 16th or Monday the 29th?
The 16th.
Okay. Now, mm-hmm. Joy doesn't have formal voting rights, but based on her statement, does anyone, would anyone who did not vote for the 16th like to change their vote?
I'll withdraw my vote for the 29th. Same effect.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Serene. Okay, so we're meeting on the 16th, then, Tuesday the 16th at 8:30 Eastern. Thank you, everyone, for your cooperation. And now we move on to the report out of the executive session of May 11th. Sorry, let me just pull that up on screen.
Maria Elena here. I have to sign off now. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your incredible work, you guys. Thanks a lot. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. All right. So this is the statement I'm about to read was voted on by the committee in executive session. It reads as follows. On May 11th, 2015, during the executive session of the PNB Election Committee, the National Election Supervisor reviewed with the committee estimates by various commercial entities, including criteria such as cost, voter verification and audit, and Spanish language capability for providing electronic voting services, the premature exposure of such a purchase, which would compromise the interests of the foundation. So that's the statement of our discussion that we decided to make public, and hopefully that's clear as to why that had to be held in executive session. So with that, let's move on to our next
Janet
item. Okay, we really just have like 30 seconds left on this, but go ahead.
All I want to say is that the report outs from the executive session need to be posted to the Pacifica website. So what you can do, what Michael can do, is send the report out to Otis and John and request that it be posted.
Okay, can you take
Nancy,
care of that, Michael?
Could somebody please mute who's opening doors or whatever?
Right. Yeah, please do that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Okay, and thank you, Janet, for pointing that out. All right. We're moving on to the report from the National Election Supervisor on next steps in the election process. And after she's done, we'll have a Q&A. And, Nancy, the total item is 20 minutes, but
okay.
She'll, I'm I'm assuming she'll finish her report before the 20 minutes, so we'll have time for questions. So go right ahead, Joy.
Great. Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone received the email that I sent out in the group that just has bulleted information and some updates about the election. I'm not going to read word for word, but sort of give a general idea, particularly since you're recording. So in terms of general election promotion, you know, keep in mind that the election website is a living, breathing thing. And so it will periodically be updated as new information is presented.
Sorry, point of personal privilege.
Yes, Serene.
The person who is typing needs to mute. Pound.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Joy.
No problem. And as just experienced this past week, that if you notice any issues or problems with the site, please feel free to email me and let me know that there is something missing or something not working on the site. And more than likely, I will address it in 24 hours. Most times, less than that, because I can check on the site or update it from my phone in addition to doing it with my computer. So I know this is a very vocal and attentive group. So if you know that there is something missing or wrong, please feel free to send me a quick email on that.
And just for those listening, can you give the address?
Sure. It's elections.pacifica.org.
Well, your address is NES.
I'm sorry?
No, just your email.
Oh, my email. Right. Oh, my email address is NES@pacifica.org. Okay. So, in terms of next steps, in terms of the election website update, there will be starting this week on Tuesdays. There will be an update report posted on the site by myself. Just updating on what's going on in the election process, what things will be updated or being done. In addition, I'm currently building out the candidate portal for the site and the particular station back-end information so that when the LES starts and we have additional information specific to specific stations, that infrastructure is already built for it to go live. But right now, completely focusing on this week, on building out the candidate portal ahead of time, which will launch on June 15th when the nomination period begins. In terms, I received a number of emails regarding the carts or election PSAs, and I hear you on those. I actually recorded two carts, one focused on general election information, another one on hiring and the LEF for each individual station. That information was sent directly to station managers and the program directors sometime, and where I urged them to instruct those necessary to play them on the station as necessary as part of election promotion. The full scripts and audio and information will also be updated on the site tomorrow, and then I'll also be doing a number of additional parts specific to different aspects in terms of the deadlines of certain points throughout the election process. So it'll most likely be one on the date of record. There'll be another one for candidate nominations. And I'm also currently seeking support either by a group of volunteers or seeking out paid options. Hopefully they'll be relatively low for language translation to get at least Spanish language translation for some of the cards as well. In addition, I'm in general exploring additional options about election promotion using social media for each of the individual station sites. I also sent an email to station managers with the direct link to the elections website and also created an image asking each of the stations to put an image on the front page of the website, very prominent with the link to the elections website and other information. So in addition to doing that, creating other promotional images that can be used on the station's social media accounts, sending out email newsletters to their particular, you know, if the patient has a particular e-newsletter, and also using their social media accounts like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to help promote the election as well. So a number of you emailed me about that, about why the election or other information isn't posted on your individual station website. Please note that that was sent, and to date, as far as I know, only two stations have information on the front page of their website regarding the election. So moving right along regarding local election supervisors, as you know, I sent to this group, and I know that it was shared with the entire board and posted everywhere, the job description for the LES positions. To date, I've only received 9 complete applications, and a complete application is generally just a resume or cover letter and three references. And so I could really use whoever's listening and on the call, if you know anyone who's interested, please, please, please share that information so we can get additional group of candidates. Out of the 9 received applications, I've scheduled interviews with 5 of the candidates, and they have confirmed interviews to go through the next step. And, you know, that's also another thing that I sent to each of the station managers to put prominently on the site as well. So in addition to the job description being on the elections website, I did send for it to also be on individual station websites. And in addition, I posted it on a number of job-related sites that I know are particularly good at seeking candidates and actually are responsible for a majority of the applications we received thus far, that being idealist.org, New Organizing Institute, Work Forward, Progressive Exchange, and Jobs That Are Left, which are outlined in the update description as well. So, again, anyone you know that is interested, they're thinking about, I had a number of people say that they're thinking about the position, but they haven't submitted a resume or anything as of yet. So please tell them to get that information in as soon as possible. You also note, I'm sure maybe you have questions, that of the 9 received applications that I only scheduled interviews with 5. That is because of a number of reasons. Some who did not follow directions correctly in terms of submitting information, which, you know, I just went with not only reviewing the information, but people being able to follow directions, or submitting a resume or information that was not pertaining to the job, or having serious errors in the information that was presented, which, you know, gave me an example of them not being able to pay attention to detail. So that's where we are in terms of local election supervisors. Regarding the station member list, this is a huge part. As I reported previously, I did submit to station managers and the database managers an earlier date of record of May. And the reason I did this is I wanted the list in 2 separate, you know, the May date and also the later date of record, that's the official date of record. And it was the hope, and after reviewing a number of the NES and LES reports, that there were a number of instances where people were removed off of the list, or there was an allegation that they were removed off the general list. And so the reason why I wanted to do the list in 2 parts was to be able to compare and contrast, to compare the list on the 2 separate record dates to see or to give examples of any problems, of any removal of individuals from the list from those dates. Unfortunately, only 2 stations complied with my request. And so now that we're moving forward to the official date of record, you know, I'll still be able to create an audit process overall, which would include verifying change of address and sort of standardizing information for the mailing of ballots from there. Right now, I'm actually working with the stations to get a clear indication from each station how they keep the listener and staff volunteer information. And as you know, there's a category for each to allow both listener and staff volunteer members for membership. And so getting a clear indication from each station on how that information is kept, and then being able to produce for the public in a written indication of how the listener and staff volunteer information is classified, so it can help with the grievance process as we get close to the date of record and people have questions about whether or not they're a member. Next, on candidate recruitment, as I previously indicated, I'm building out the back end of the infrastructure, the online infrastructure, also updating the candidate nomination packet, and recording parts specifically for candidate recruitment for when the nomination period opens on June 15th. And then just a quick note on the online vendors. Again, you know, not saying particular information, but my final review and final recommendation will be submitted to the executive director on which platform to use on or before June 15th. So that's okay. That. I'm sure you have lots of questions. So
okay, thank you very much, Joy. All right, so the floor is open to questions for Joy.
Janet Kay.
Go ahead.
So, Joy, is the image going to be going on the Pacifica.org website? Could you send it to the ED to get
that? Yep, that,
that
was done.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm sorry. Let me clarify. I don't know that it has been put on the site, but whether or not I sent it to the ED and information to be added has been done.
Yeah, I haven't seen it on the Pacifica website yet. Thank you, though.
Okay. No. Other questions?
Really?
Nancy.
Go ahead.
Joy, whatever information you have about the numbers of voters and staff, could you send to us?
Yeah, as soon as that information, do you mean how many, how many members each station will report?
Yes, I mean, you don't have the exact figures yet, right? Is that right?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so when you do, we'd like to know.
But Nancy.
Yeah, that'll be included. Yeah, that'll be included in, you know, my report at the time, which will be after the date of record.
Okay. Nancy, I will point out to you, though, that Joy, you can correct me. I think it was 2 months ago, Joy did report to this committee in writing the preliminary numbers for both listener members and staff members that she had obtained from each of the five managers at that time. Now, obviously, it's a moving target because the record date hasn't happened yet, but at least as of that time,
right.
That gives us a pretty close indication of what the final numbers will probably be.
Yeah, and, you know, ironically, because I always have 50 million things open on my computer, I do have that open in the tab in front of me. And, you know, just really quickly, KTSA had an estimated, this is based upon 2 months ago, so KTSA had 14,384, KTSK 13,387, KPFT, 7,353, WBAI, 14,281, and WPFW, 7,100. I believe it's definite, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Michael to the stack.
Go ahead.
And Janet K to the stack again.
Sorry. Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Joy. I did email you and the ED about, I realized that even though the address for the elections was elections.pacifica.org, it wasn't on the pacifica.org, and it still isn't. At KPFK, I did also ask the interim general manager to try to make sure that our website linked to it, and I see that there is a very nice, big, bold graphic on the front page that says Election Central and links, so I don't know if that's the same one you've sent to the national office, but I think that the other members of this committee from various stations should check with their station management and try to make sure if it's not, you said it's only on two stations, so I don't know which the other one is has posted it, but the three that haven't really should as soon as possible in the national office. The other thing I wanted to raise was also around the number of voters and the data on them, because we, just for your information, we did not make quorum at our last meeting, our last election at KPFK in Los Angeles, and one of the reasons was that the management and the local election supervisors have failed to get the actual addresses. I realize we're using internet voting as a possibility this time, but I just want to urge you to try to make sure that you get clear membership lists for the staff side. You would think it would be a given, but it often requires very careful follow-ups to actually get the correct information for both paid and unpaid staff. In our case, the paid staff did not have their addresses sent to Election Services Corporation until very late in the process, when somebody told me they hadn't gotten a ballot, and I checked into it, and Bob went to the company and found out they hadn't gotten them, and then, you know, the NES, you know, made it happen. But we need to make sure that, you know, very early on in the process, that we have clear identification of the staff side as well as the listeners. Thank you.
Okay. Joy, did you want to address that at all?
You know, just in general, as I said, that's why, like, I'm focusing in this particular instance on, you know, getting clarification how, you know, each station is different and how they maintain the records in terms of staff and listener volunteers, and being able to produce for folks a written, you know, document or post that says this is how the station keeps the information, you know, this is what the bylaws say qualifies you as a staff or listener volunteer, and then being able to create a process within which people feel, you know, a grievance process to be able to submit information in a timely fashion. So I'm trying to, you know, from previous NES and LES reports, I have seen that as an issue. And so while I can't eliminate every possibility, I am trying to address that. Early on.
Yeah, thanks. I just wanted to emphasize we had the problem with our paid staff as well. That was kind of shocking for me last time. So.
Well, yeah, that's a different thing.
Okay. Who was next? Who wants to speak?
Serene.
Oh, go ahead.
And then Janet. Okay.
And then Janet. Okay. Serene?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did Janet not speak yet?
Oh, I guess not on this round. So, all right. Janet, go ahead.
No, I mean to the NES report.
I did ask a question.
Yeah, you
so
did. You
Serene,
did.
You go
so,
first.
Right, right.
Okay,
yeah.
So thank
Serene.
You. Here's my question. Since you're, I think you said there are 9 applications for LES?
In total, yes, in submitted, yes.
Yeah, I'm wondering whether you have considered extending the deadline slightly, especially because it's not posted on any of the Pacifica sites. Except I think you said it's now on KPFT.
Yeah, I haven't made a decision on that yet. It's obviously something I'm thinking about. However, you know, we do have, you know, at least one strong candidate, at least on paper. Again, I haven't had interviews. They're Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Strong candidates for each one. So, I haven't made a decision on that yet, but it is something that I'm thinking about. And I would just have to weigh that against the actual election calendar, because already the LES start date is in the middle of the nomination period,
right.
With their first, you know, with their first task being to confirm and verify submitted candidate nominations. So, you know, I would have to weigh that against the election timeline.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Joy, can you just clarify what is the current deadline for the for submission, for applications?
I think it's the 5th.
Leave? Yeah, I think it's the 5th.
So that's
this
Friday.
Which is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Serene, did you have more?
I just on the same point, I mean, it obviously is your decision, and I completely respect it. You'll make a good decision. But if we only have 9, and that means we don't have 2 for every station, right? And because
stuff happens, you might just want to have another person in reserve. So just something to consider.
Yeah.
About.
No, I mean, it's not something that, you know, I hadn't made a decision yet, and I hadn't decided to make a decision until, like, after the interview, you know, after the
okay.
interviews and stuff on Thursday. And, you know, particularly hopefully the stations can move relatively quickly on, you know, not only posting on the site, but also for those who have e-newsletters, sending that information out as well. You know, one of the suggestions that I had also is the e-newsletter that I send out to the election for folks who sign up for the elections newsletter, you know, that stations could actually send that information, you know, the same thing out to their respective newsletters as well. And, you know, I've certainly been, you know, using my network and others to kind of post it, but
time.
You know, the more we share, it's great.
Okay.
Okay, so we're at time. Is there a motion to extend?
Yes, Janet Kay, I move to extend 1 minute for me to ask a question.
Well, we should at least, let's say 3 minutes so that Joy can answer, you know, as needed.
Thank you.
Is there any objection to 3 more minutes? Well, let me ask before that, is there anyone besides Janet who has questions for Joy?
Jim Brown here. I just one question. Would she give
okay.
out her... Will she just give out her email address again?
Sure. We'll do that, Joy, right now.
Sure. N-E-S, N as in Nancy, E as in Sam, at Pacifica.org.
Okay, thanks.
Was that was your only question, Jim?
Yeah, and also on the information on the website, I don't see it on the Pacifica website. Where is it?
It's not there yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's requested it, but it hasn't happened yet.
I see.
Okay.
Okay.
So, anyone else?
I had one brief thing to say. The job has actually been posted at KPFK for some time, but I think you should check with them because the first thing it says above it is that, except for the ED job or something, you apply to jobs at Pacifica.org. That jobs at KPFK.org, so you might want to check and see if they actually got any postings sent to them instead of to you, even though it has yours at the bottom of the job posting.
Oh, that's
so
at KPFA?
At KPFK in Los Angeles. They've had it on the list for a while. It's the first job listed, but above the listing for the job itself, it says send your position to job postings at KPFK or jobs at KPFK.
So
okay. They might have received some. Check with them.
Thank you, Michael, for flagging that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so before we vote to extend time officially, is there anyone besides Janet who has questions?